Good morning. Light snow persisted off and on throughout the night across parts of interior New York and New England. We also had areas of freezing drizzle, so a slower than usual morning drive, although not too much added accumulation from last evening into the overnight hours, some places picking up another inch or two. And with leftover moisture being acted upon by energy still pushing through interior New York and New England today, we'll have extensive cloud cover and occasional snow showers, especially this morning, but even into the afternoon hours as it takes a while for that energy to move through. Temperatures will climb above freezing in most valley locations south of I-90 into the lower to mid-30s while staying in the upper 20s and lower 30s elsewhere. Colder air will start to flow in tonight as a trough of low pressure swings through the region. This will generate a few more scattered snow showers as lows dip back to around 20. This will open the door for an Arctic surge beginning on Thursday. With a mix of sun and clouds, it'll become quite windy, and temperatures will stay in the mid-20s for highs, but wind chill values will be between 0 and 10 above. Even colder air on Friday with partly sunny skies, it'll remain very windy, and high temperatures will struggle in the lower to mid-teens with wind chill values well below 0. Still a bit brisk on Saturday, but we'll lose some of the wind. Mostly sunny skies with high pressure in control to start the weekend. High temperatures will still be in the middle and upper teens with less of a wind chill. And cold temperatures by Sunday morning with many locations going below 0. Sunshine on Sunday will give way to increasing clouds during the day. It'll stay dry in the mid-20s out ahead of the next system, which right now looks like it'll take a southern track across the mid-Atlantic region. If it comes close enough, some snow on Monday and Tuesday with highs back up toward the 30-degree mark. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong front has pushed into California and will usher in gusty wind, heavy rain for coastal and lower elevation areas, and mountain snow throughout the day today. Snow levels across Northern California are forecast to start as low as 500 to 2,500 feet before slowly rising. Higher in elevation, whiteout conditions due to extremely heavy snowfall rates are possible across the Sierra Nevada. In fact, as much as 10 feet of snow will add up through Thursday night, and winter storm warnings and blizzard warnings have been issued. At the same time, several inches of rain are expected across parts of Central and Southern California, and the Weather Prediction Center has identified a moderate risk area for excessive rainfall and debris flows from nearby burn scars. Over the next 3 days, as much as 10 to 15 inches of rain could fall along the Central California coast, roughly between Monterey and Santa Barbara. This amount of rain in a 72-hour period is very rare for this region. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow and freezing fog, 10 degrees with a west wind at 8 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals in 22 below zero. In Albany on the hour, 1 mile visibility with light snow and fog, 23 degrees. The dew point 23, 100% relative humidity. A northwest wind at 3 miles per hour and the barometer at 29.93 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 89 degrees at Falcon Lake, Texas, to a low of 29 below zero at Crosby, North Dakota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with rain and snow showers near 40. Boston, cloudy with rain and snow showers in the mid-30s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with a few snow showers and highs in the upper 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 24 degrees, the low 15. The average temperature 20, that's 2 degrees below normal. 0.32 of an inch of liquid precipitation yesterday and 4 inches of snow, which brings the monthly total to 10.8 inches, which is still 4.4 inches below normal, and 38.2 inches for the season, which is 6.2 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 14. The record high 62 set in 1974, and the record low 23 below zero in 1994. Sunrise this morning 7:14 a.m., Sunset this evening, 5:02 p.m., 9 hours and 48 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 20s. More snow showers tonight, lows in the upper teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with scattered snow and some rain showers today with highs in the middle and upper 30s. Cloudy with a few snow showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with snow showers today and highs in the mid to upper 20s. Scattered snow showers tonight, lows in the middle teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid-30s. A few snow showers tonight with lows near 20. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90, cloudy with snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid-30s. A few snow showers tonight, lows around 20. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, windy, colder, mid-20s. A mix of sun and clouds, windy, frigid on Friday in the lower to mid-teens. Mostly sunny, mid-teens on Saturday. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Sunday, dry in the mid-20s. And a chance of snow Monday and Tuesday with highs both days near 30. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.